So this is our second part of traffic generation, and what we're looking to do is to think about on-page SEO. Now, what I've done is I've created a little text file for you to give you a bit of code, and basically I'll provide this with the recording so that you can see this. And what you can do is just paste it straight into your page. So you've got your head tags on your web page, and you just basically paste this in. You just need to watch out what's already in between those tags and make sure you don't leave anything out when you paste it in. So you might need to go, and if you've got quite a bit of information for your title, then the best thing to do is to, you know, most people tend to optimize a title because it's actually something that, you know, is in the WYSIWYG editor, you're prompted quite often to do that, put a title in. And then after that, you've got these various meta descriptions and meta names, and that's really what I'm just going to give you this code you can just paste in as a simple way of doing it. Now, of course, what you're going to get the bit of code with my website keywords and everything in there. You know, I'm not worried about giving those to anybody, but obviously you've got to put the ones in for your site. So what I just want to do, just work down, just very quickly. I mean, all I've done is I did exactly the same thing. I bought a master resale rights product from a marketer that I know, and I saw that this SEO had been done on the page, and I was quite impressed, and it was very neatly done. And so I just basically used that and just copied it and pasted it into my own website. So that's where it's come from. And it's quite straightforward. And, you know, there might be things on here, because I'm not an SEO expert. I'm just giving you some tactics today, which I've used and which I know are effective, just to get you going. Because, like I say, even if you're doing article marketing, even if you're doing any other traffic method, to have your website optimized is good. And you might find it just pops up on Google and people actually find it. Because sometimes people drill down. You know, very often when somebody goes to Google, they don't just put in sort of the classic terms that all the internet marketers are trying to rank for. Often when you go to Google, what happens is somebody might actually do, just think about yourself when you search, that you might go and you actually search three times to find something. You put in a generic term, and when you see the list of sites, it doesn't help you. You know, you don't really find what you want. So you might then put in a more targeted term. For example, this code you've got, the keyword phrase I rank for, which is a competitive term, but actually it's not a high traffic keyword, it turned out, because actually I just didn't quite do my keyword research right. So, you know, that just tells you something there. That's another important step, is to do your keyword research right. I'll have to do a training on that another day if people really want to know that. Just let me know on the coaching email if you'd like something on keywords. Anyway, and actually I think Trevor's just I'm just thinking out loud now, but I just think he's launched a product on keywords today, so perhaps we'll ask him about that in a minute. But this did go straight on to page one for a competitive keyword, which was internet website traffic. And really, I would have been better to target web traffic or website traffic, but then obviously that's a much more competitive, and I probably wouldn't have gone straight onto page one with that. But nonetheless, you get the idea that this is just, it's not, you know, a huge amount of knowledge that I have about this. I've just used something very simple to get me some baseline SEO, and that's all we're looking to do. Because you could do this, you could just paste this code into any of your sales pages, into your squeeze page, anything at all. So I'm just going to work the way down and just give you a little bit about these meta tags. So the first thing we've got, if you look at it, if you go to internet www.website-traffic.org, and you click on, you right click, and it says view page source. You can see it there. Okay, so what I'm going to be talking to you about is that page source. Okay, if anybody gets this recording afterwards and isn't live, then there'll be the text file will actually be with the recording, so you can just open that out and see the same thing. And I might just put the page in there, so you can just open the page in your web browser and see the whole page live. Okay, so they're going to look at the meta names, as they call it. It says meta name, the brackets, meta name, and then it's got various different things. It's got keywords, it's got description, it's got more keywords, it's got revisit after, it's got robots, it's got another robots, it's got Googlebot. I don't know what all these are. It's got distribution in capitals. I don't know why that's in capitals, but it is. It's got author. Then it's got page topic. Then it's got Richard Mortimer. Now, I'm hoping actually there might be one or two people on the call who can perhaps enlighten me on a few of these things, but I'm just going to go down and tell you what I know about them. And obviously, I'll tell you the ones you need to edit, because basically most of these I've not edited at all. I just left it as it was. So the keywords one, what I've done there is basically put a whole phrase of keywords. So you've got my main keyword at the front there, internet website traffic. And as I said, I probably would now target web traffic or website traffic. So I'd put that at the front and then put the internet website traffic further down. But you see what I've done there? I've basically put in a phrase. It doesn't really read very well, but it's got a lots of terms in. Internet website traffic builder, increase your website traffic free. Okay, so that's got lots of keywords in. So somebody doing a broad search for those terms would get that site coming up because of that sort of long keyword phrase. Okay, so that's the first one. Next one is description. And here I've just told people what the site is. So Internet Website Traffic Builder Report. So I'm describing what they're getting. It's a report that I've created about website traffic. Internet Website Traffic Builder Report. Then it's a dash. Teaching you how to launch a new site, set it up correctly as a traffic magnet, and get traffic coming now and forever. So it's just a couple of lines of description there. You can see this is quite simple. Okay. Next one is another keywords one, and this time you do the comma separated for your keywords you're targeting. So I've got internet website traffic, then a comma, and you've got no gap there at all. So the only gaps are actually in your keyword phrase when you've got more than one word. But then you have, at the end of each keyword, you have no space, comma, then you start the next word. So it goes internet space website space traffic comma internet space web space traffic comma web space so on. Yeah, okay. So you can see what I'm doing there, and I've basically put that with the several, what about 10 or so keyword phrases: internet website traffic, internet web traffic builder, and so on. Okay, and you notice also I've got the actual URL of the web page. Because there might be somebody who remembers the web page and puts that into Google, you see. So obviously you want that to come up. And that's the reason for putting that there. Then the next ones I didn't change at all. So the revisit after 15 days, that's really telling Google's robots to revisit after 15 days. Now, I probably need to look into that, because it could do with updating content, and obviously if you're not updating content like I haven't with this page, then I don't know what you should put in there, but that's what that was on there, and I just left it the same. Robots, okay, well, that's telling people to index the site and to follow it, okay, and to look at all the content. So you're giving instructions to Google's bots there that are coming to your website. Now obviously somebody with a lot more SEO knowledge would might be able to enlighten me on this and the kind of things that you're supposed to put there. Okay, and then it's got Googlebot, you see, and a similar kind of thing. And the distribution one, again, that was just left as global. Then you've got one for author, so obviously you put your name in there, my name, Richard Mortimer, and then I put my main website, webmarketingformula.com. which I ought to change really, but never mind, that's what it is for now. And then you've got the page topic. Now this ought to relate to your content. So in the content you've got on your page, you want to make sure that there is a connection here, and I probably haven't done that right, but basically that's what that's looking to do there. So it's looking at the actual page in general, and I've put in internet website traffic, free traffic tactic, traffic magnet, traffic generation. Okay, so you know, I was just guessing really, but that was just the foundation for my SEO, and you know, very, very simple. So you could just take that, change those keywords to your site, put in your own name, your own main website, and just paste that in, and there you are. You've got some kind of an SEO done very, very simply. Okay. So that's just a little bit about on page, you know, very, very unscientific in a sense, and just a sort of, you know, beginner's guide really to just getting something on your page. I mean, really, we're talking about, obviously in the coaching, we're looking to create a lot of products and have lots of sales pages. So, you might not want them to be found in the search engines, but if you do, and obviously you haven't got the time to do a great deal of work on each one, then I suggest this is a great way of doing it. It's just having this sort of standard bit of code that you paste in to get you, you know, a baseline of SEO on your page. Okay, so just going to stop the recording and then open the call up.